Well, hey there. We are on day 6 of the 30-Day Prayer Challenge. I am your Prayer Challenge host, Jen Rogers, of the Bold and Blended Stepmoms podcast. We have women who are joining the Prayer Challenge today, and I am so excited about that because it doesn't matter what day you come in. What matters is that you are coming to pray. So welcome to day 6. You joined on a great day. It is swag day. We're going to give away some swag today. I'll tell you about that at the end of today's episode. For right now, we're going to jump into today's scripture. Now, here's the thing. When I put the list out there for women to sign up, I put my name on today's date. And after listening to everybody pray their prayers over me, I've heard them so many times as I've worked to edit the episodes and put them together, and I have thoroughly enjoyed every word of sweetness. So it seems really odd for me to read today's scripture since so many other women have jumped in and said, I will do it. So again, a big shout out to you. Thank you for doing that. And I've decided that if my hunka says yes, I'm going to ask him to read today's scripture. It's coming to you from Isaiah chapter 55. Verses 8 and 9. I'm going to hit the pause button. Let me go check and see if he'll come up and read this real fast.
Hi, I'm Bill. It is day 6 of the prayer challenge. I am coming to you from Jefferson City, Missouri, to read Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. That is Isaiah 55, 8 and 9.
Okay, you know what I thought when you were just reading?
No.
Here's what I thought. I thought I could be saying that to you. Hey, my way or the highway.
Could be, but that wouldn't be right. But when God says it, it is.
So. All right. Hey, thanks for coming on today.
My pleasure.
That was fun. I sure love that guy. I sure do. I think he's kind of sweet on me too. Hey, I have a couple questions for you. This is not the courageous challenge yet. Hold tight to that. Here's one of them. Would you like to be stronger physically? Here's another one. Are you interested in better controlling your actions when you experience some intense emotions, especially in those more difficult situations? If the answer to either one of those questions or both of them is a resounding yes, congratulations, you are in exactly the right place. Because it all starts with what is going on in our minds. And when we set our mind on things above, when we set our mind on God's thoughts and His ways, that means we are called to set aside our own ways, our own thoughts, and our own ideas about things. That doesn't mean that God doesn't value those. It means that ultimately we are called to align our will with His will. And sometimes that's hard to do, especially when we are feeling emotionally traumatized, especially when we're in the thick of the ick. It doesn't feel good. And our first thoughts may not be to go to God and think about what does His word say. And yet this prayer challenge is all about thinking about what we're thinking about. And that is what we are going to do. So I'll be right back with your courageous challenge. First, I want to visit 1 Peter 1:13 to 15. The Apostle Peter reminds us to be mentally stripped for action. To me, that means clear out the clutter, mentally stripped for action, or get your minds ready, being perfectly self-controlled or fully sober and setting your hope completely on the grace that will be brought to you. Now, who does the bringing of the grace? We sure don't bring the grace. We are the recipients of the grace. Aren't you glad? No matter how we behave, God is always ready to give us grace. And the reason for this, Peter tells us, is because we are holy. And the reason that we're holy is the one who created us is holy. Isn't that beautiful? So even if you're not feeling holy right now, I want you to know that you are holy. If you believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, you are holy because it is by His blood that you are holy, you are righteous, and you are redeemed. I think back on several Bible studies that I've done where I have taught this concept to women, and many women are blown away by the idea that they are holy. God's word says so. Your Father is holy. Holy means set apart, and you are set apart for His kingdom. And you have set apart some of your kingdom work from the world's work by praying for your man during these 10 days. I want to encourage you to keep going. I'm so proud of you. I'm so thankful that you are here and that you are sharing the podcast with friends as well, because praying for our men, praying for the spiritual leaders of our household, that is the most important prayer that we can have, because it aligns our whole home with the order that God has given us for Christian households. The theme for today, divine direction. We are praying for divine direction for our men. We are praying for him to focus his thoughts on his Holy Father's thoughts so that he can lead our homes well. The very cool thing is you are invited by God to be a part of his leadership by praying for him. Here's what to do for today's courageous challenge. Number one, ask your man an area where you can pray for him. Which area is it that he would like discernment on? Simply go to him and ask him how you can pray for him in this area. Step two, write out a particular prayer that addresses this area that he has asked you to pray for him. Step three, set a timer for 3 times today to pray for God to give your man divine direction in this particular area. So that prayer that you wrote in step two, you can pray that prayer 3 times today. Or if you're feeling creative or you get a sense of some additional insights or ways to pray for your man in this particular area, then you can pray something different during times 1, 2, and 3. It's really up to you. The important thing is you implement step two, that you write down specifically the prayer that you have for your hunka-hunka so you are prepared to pray for him during those 3 times. Now, if you're writing in your journal, you can take a picture of it with your phone so that you have it on your phone when you're doing all of your other things throughout the day, or you can write it down on an index card. Do what works best for you. Ensure that you write down the prayer that you have and you set your timer for 3 times to pray for him today. How do you win the swag? And what is the swag? Well, the swag is the upcoming coaching session on June 17th. So 3 Saturdays during the month of June, if you have joined us live, you can win access to this coaching session June 17th. The coaching session on June 17th is at 7 a.m. Pacific. We start early and we'll spend an hour together on coaching. Even if you're not a stepmom, you can win access to the coaching, because the beautiful thing about coaching, about life coaching, is it is applicable to every one of us who is living life. So regardless of your role in your family, as a woman of God, life coaching is a powerful, powerful opportunity, and we would love to have you join us. So to win the swag, to win access to group coaching on June 17th, here's what you need to do. Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. It's really easy peasy to do. And if you're in the Facebook group, I left a video there so you could see how to leave a 5-star review. Many of you have already left a 5-star review, and I am so grateful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You can still be entered to win in the swag for today for that coaching session on June 17th if you share the podcast with a friend. So regardless of whether you're leaving a review or you're sharing the podcast with a friend, take a picture of it with your phone. We'll have a post on Insta tomorrow where you can comment with your picture of the review or the sharing. And we will also have a post in the Facebook group for you to share the picture of your 5-star review or you sharing the podcast or inviting a friend to the prayer challenge. Hey, be sure to share the link with them so that they don't have to struggle to get started, because we know those small little burrs in the saddle can prevent us from actually getting on the horse and riding the horse. Hey, if you're not registered, get registered. Join us. You must be registered for the prayer challenge in order to win the swag for today. Head on over to stepfamilypodcast.com/prayer-challenge. stepfamilypodcast.com/prayer challenge. The link is also in the show notes. For those of you women who said yes upfront to joining the coaching sessions and have already invested, you could win a 30-minute private coaching session with me. If you are interested in coming to coaching regardless, you can go ahead and sign up for the last two sessions at bit.ly/prayer coach. So if you want to know for sure that you're in the two coaching sessions on June 17th and June 24th, head on over to bit.ly/prayer coach. And of course, every single one of these links is in the show notes. Thank God for show notes. All right, let's get to it. Let's get to reviewing. Let's get to the courageous challenges as we continue to persevere in prayer, our most powerful weapon for creating the change that we crave in our blended families. God bless you, sweet sister, and I will catch you tomorrow on day 7, and I'll announce who the winner is of the swag.